I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I just wanted to hit record, and then once Robbie got on, I heard an echo, and then, this happened.
So, what it's saying is North Carolina is, like, pretty much open, right?
Uh-huh.
And, like, all of a sudden, like I only buy enough groceries for my hotel room to last me a couple days because I'm here just kind of on a day-to-day basis.
Uh-huh.
You know, I could be going home tomorrow, and I don't want to bring home a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, yeah, I could throw them in my cooler and it's fine, but I still don't want to.
Nobody wants to burn that kind of calories.
Right. And so, when I go to the grocery store, you know, I got the scarf. Robbie was kind enough to lend me the scarf that I gave him when I went to Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm wrapping my fucking face now. And there's just the oldest, frailest motherfuckers in the grocery stores. No masks. Not a care in the fucking world. There's children running around these fucking grocery stores right now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what in the fuck is wrong with you people? It's like, I'm going here because I have to get groceries. I got a fucking mental list. I should write a paper list so I don't fucking wander longer than I need to. And I'm in the fuck out. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to protect myself. I'm trying to protect my others. Yesterday, I had a fucking cough, and I was panicking. It's like, is this it? You know?
Yesterday, so the pollen was really bad here yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had to stop at the store before we had to go to both of our respective mother's houses yesterday. Mm-hmm. And my mom, my gift for Mother's Day is always I take my mom out to a restaurant of her choice. So I'm like, if you feel safe, we can go somewhere. But if you don't feel safe, you can do it another time. And my mom was like, oh, we'll definitely, let's wait like 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks. And then, so like my mom didn't want to get out. Like, and I felt bad, but I mean, I still went and said hello to her. I wore a mask and Chelsea wore a mask. But we weren't there for more than like maybe 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, and you know what, my plan, like, you know, because obviously my job, I get pulled away easy.
Mm-hmm.
My plan was to just send Robbie freaking $100 and take Vanessa out for lunch or brunch. Sure. Well, everything in Woodstock's closed.
Yeah.
Well, not everything's closed. Everything's open for to go, but nothing's dine in.
There's a handful of stuff up here that's dine in now, like dining room being open. The Mexican place around the corner from my house that I really like is dine in, but I still don't see myself dining in at least for another 2 or 3 weeks.
No,
I will say the other day, Chelsea did feel a little brave, and she and a friend went to a bar up in Town Lake, the Town Lake Woodstock area. And she she said that, like, the restaurant just kind of didn't care. Like, they weren't telling people to socially distance. They were packed pretty much.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that Disney CEO, the new CEO?
Chapek?
Chapstick? Yeah, it's Chapstick.
Yeah.
The only way I can remember.
Saying that they may open the park soon, but everybody's going to be required to wear masks.
I did see that, and then I apparently there was a big backlash of entitled people going, I'm not wearing a mask.
Well, yeah, that's the whole Costco thing. Costco's requiring everybody to wear masks, and then boycott Costco was trending on fucking Twitter the other day.
Yeah,
and I wondered why, and I found out it's like Costco saying you have to wear a mask to come into our store, and people say, well, I'm not going to your store if I have to wear a mask. And Costco's like, okay, thank you. That's what we asked.
Yeah. Well, I also think it's funny how the crowd of the Costco protesters are the same people that were standing up for the business that turned away a gay couple because they wanted to make a wedding cake, or because they wouldn't make a wedding cake for a gay couple.
Yeah.
So which is it? Like, do these companies have the right to choose who to sell things to, or do they have to abide and, you know, and not discriminate against people? Because, like, the cognitive dissonance in these people is fucking astounding.
It's Yeah.
I saw a great meme. It was, and just like that, the Republican Party was pro-choice.
Oh, it was because of the My Body, My Choice sign.
Yeah, I know, but it's protestant. Like, yeah. When the Costco thing popped up, it started going around again.
So, my quick input on this whole thing, backing up a little bit to the masks and everything. Mm-hmm. Are your grocery stores there one-way aisles now?
They are. No one's paying, but nobody's following the rules.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Like, we're asking people to wear masks, and people can't even friggin' go down the aisle the right way. Our bar is set so low.
Look, Jake, literally the entire last month and a half, all people have had to do has been to stay at home and watch Netflix. And people couldn't even do that.
That's literally my dream. And I had to go to work every day still. I was like,
and everyone else fucked it up for you.
I know.
Well, see, and so my scarf I have, like, if I'm walking outside, I've got it around my neck. Yeah, just like that, Jake. I mean, no, that's my belt hanging from the hotel bathroom. Whoa.
Holy shit.
Hold on, Jordan.
We'll get there.
No, I needed to place it down because I had to move.
Like when I'm outside, I got my scarf around my neck. So when I freaking, if I decide to go into this grocery store, I just freaking pull it up and, you know, tighten it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Jordan, were you just wiping food off Jake's face?
Yeah. He had some schmutz right there.
Schmutz? that's great. So, anyways, back to Jordan. But before we get to our topic, sometime I have one more thing because I think it's funny.
Well, hold on to that thought. So let's do this. I think Jordan has a new item, and I just want to ask Jordan.
What?
Tell us
what
about
the fuck is a Predacon?
Tell us about your new computer chair.
Oh, my computer chair.
Thanks for stepping on it yesterday.
And man, let me tell you, it's really comfy. So the chair that we had was Chelsea's. And she had that, yeah, the one right over here.
Yeah.
Like I make it watch me sit in the new chair as well.
Oh, that's funny.
This was you a week ago.
Why is that so funny? I love that.
Chelsea's had that chair since before we've ever like started dating. We've been together since 2008. So this chair is old.
Do chairs last that long?
Exhibit A.
And, I was sitting here one day and Chelsea was playing Animal Crossing in this it's like a room chair, but it's one of those room chairs that just kind of like unfolds. Like you kind of just push it up and it stays compact and then you fold it, like you pull it out and it expands. Am I making sense on that? Anyway, yeah. We've had that
forever. Know what you're talking about.
But, and it's I made a mention chair. Of like, hey, we should have a new chair. We should get a new chair. And Chelsea's like, okay. And so she went into the same stash that she pulled the cash out from the TV. She goes, here, go order a new chair. I'm like, all right. So
I just want you to know right now, I am assuming that Chelsea's a low-key bank robber.
Yeah, well, listen. Would not
maybe convenience stores.
Man, I'm...
The big money's not in convenience stores.
I don't question it.
Yeah, I mean, really, the less you know, the better, in case you have to justify.
Yeah.
So I feel like she's doing the right thing by not telling you. And but still letting you in on it. I love that in your household, there's just a recent pattern of, hey, we should get this.
Hey,
and then Jordan, it happens.
Jordan, have you lifted up your mattress?
Yeah, actually, I did a little while ago.
is there just a shitload of cash under it?
No, there was a cat under it. I should clarify that we have one of the platform beds, so if I lift up my mattress, I see the ground.
Okay, okay, thank you.
we have one of those IKEA. I didn't like sandwich my cat in between my mattress and box.
That's why the cash isn't there. So you know what? We need to play a game sometime. Where is Chelsea hiding the cash in Jordan's house?
I mean, I know where she hides it. I just don't.
Jordan wins!
Hey, what do I win?
I know where Jordan lives. Jordan, tell me where she's at the cash.
It's at my house.
Oh, what's your address again?
That is 555 123
Okay.
Drive Street.
Okay, got it. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay. Oh, bitch, I have the same numbers on my luggage. I wanted to make it work. I couldn't, so I changed the numbers. All right.
So, hold on. Before we jump in, the end of my shopping spree has happened and has arrived.
I don't believe you.
Is it the end, Jordan? See, all right.
All right. Well, I didn't order. I ordered some stuff today, but I ordered stuff I needed today. I didn't order, like, I ordered for business, not for pleasure. But one of the things I got, so I bought that Superion Transformer a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Here. So you can only check it out if you're watching the video. But apparently there was an upgrade kit for this guy that gives him better feet and hands. And whoa. I got that in the mail today. So while we're talking, before we jump into our topic, while we're just kind of bantering, I'm going to take the pieces out and put them together on the show.
Awesome. Okay. So we get to see this at the end?
Yeah.
Or when the end of you building it?
Yeah.
I mean, hands, it should almost be done.
So,
well, he's got like a chess piece and some leg pieces.
Oh, cool.
So, before we get into the freaking main topic.
Tacos?
The you main brought tacos.
I just want to mention something.
That Cinco de Mayo fell on Taco Tuesday last week?
Well, no. Well, I mean, that everybody knows that. But so it seems to me like the entire world right now is saying, I'm going to learn how to make sourdough bread.
Yes. Well,
my wife.
That's true here, at least.
Yeah. See, Robbie, am I wrong? So Vanessa's been trying to make sourdough bread. I've been enjoying
it. It's really freaking good.
But the worst part of it, and I was supposed to send Jordan over to the house yesterday to go pick up a couple of loaves of sourdough bread, and I got that time yesterday, man.
Ooh, yesterday was
they're probably gone now because obviously Robbie's been eating them all.
That's fine.
But she's gonna make more. But so the problem with the entire world making sourdough bread right now, flour is in short supply all of a sudden. She needs bread flour and she needs rye flour. So Jordan, if you could just kind of put a bug in Chelsea's ear. Like,
I'll see what I can do, because Chelsea was actually talking to me the other day about stuff that is about to be in short supply for a while.
Like flour and meat?
Like canned vegetables.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, people are buying it, and like all these preppers and shit are buying that shit because you can stash it away for a while, but
yeah, we don't once really they're all canned vegetables, I'll panic when there's no fresh veggies.
Right, but like when you still have to grow vegetables, right? And the farmers aren't farming stuff.
Yeah, believe it or not, they come from the same place.
Yeah.
but the farmers are farming stuff. It's the processing.
She had, yeah, like, yeah, she said that, like, a lot of these canned vegetables and a lot of, like, the processing shit, it's gonna, like, there's more than likely gonna be a shortage of canned vegetables at some point if it continues the way it has been.
Yeah, where am I gonna get my chickpeas?
Just switch to garbanzo beans.
What's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea?
I had a garbanzo bean on my face.
No! That might be the first time I ever answered it. But really, how fun of a word is garbanzo bean?
I don't know. Chickpea is pretty fun, too.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, Jordan.
You're welcome.
I mean, it's one of my selected categories over on... What?
What?
What? Nothing.
When what?
Oh, Pornhub. Oh,
what vegetable hub?
It's funny because Jake's select category on Pornhub is garbanzo bean.
It's very educational. Do you know how those suckers grow?
Like in bushes?
I don't know. I usually finish before that part.
God damn it. Robbie?
Yeah.
Jokes.
That was really funny, Robbie.
Oh my God, he's just, all right.
I forgot what we were just talking about. Oh, I finally did a treat myself purchase today.
Oh, yeah?
Please tell me it was chickpeas.
Look, now, when there becomes a shortage of chickpeas, I don't want you guys blaming me. However, there's a case lot sale. No, I hate this bit. This is stupid. Back up.
Anyways, where's your purchase?
I bought a bass guitar amp.
Oh, God damn.
What kind?
So
a PV.
Oh, PV makes great bass amps.
Did you get a bass amp or did you get a bass cabinet?
A combo amp.
Okay.
So
I mean,
just a big speaker showed up.
when I was when I was a kid and trying to fucking learn how to play bass guitar, that's all I would buy is PV amps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just went to the Guitar Center website and they have a whole used section, and I found one that was in my price range. I was like, well, that one works. And so, I've heard of PV, so.
When I'm in California this summer, sorry. Oh, so sorry.
I don't think you are.
When I'm in California this summer, I'm planning on going to Guitar Center and grabbing me a new bass. Well, preferably pre-owned. I'm gonna get a good bass. How about that?
Yeah
that's fine.
And a small. I just need a small amp, but a small amp I can also plug headphones into, so I don't annoy myself with my shitty playing.
That's hilarious, Jordan.
What? What is
George flipping this off with a transformer hand?
Oh.
Yeah, the upgrade kit I got for this figure comes with better feet, better hands, and a chest plate. So the hands actually have articulated fingers.
Oh, you got the upgrade kit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been debating whether or not to get the Volcanus one, but I'm going to wait till I get at least a few more paychecks.
Yeah, if you can find it, because it's hard to find now. You might have to import it from China.
Wait, Robbie, what was his name?
Wait. Which one?
The one that Robbie just said.
Volcanicus?
Oh, okay.
It's the Dinobots one that I have.
I heard Volcanus, and I was concerned.
Volcanus? Vanessa actually wants a Masterpiece Transformer. Which and I'm one? Considering buying it for her birthday, which isn't next month. She wants Black Arachnia.
That's a Zoe good one.
Also wants that
and
one.
The Black Arachnia masterpiece has big boobs.
Yeah.
like it just.
In the show, same thing.
Robbie's not wrong.
Well, yeah, Robbie's not wrong.
Wait, I haven't. Was she only in Beast Wars?
No, she was in Beast Machines as well.
She was also in Prime.
Oh, she was in Prime.
No, she was in, that was yes. a different one.
It was still Black Arachnia. Her name was Black Arachnia.
Yeah, she did have
she was an anti-hero. She was an anti-hero.
She was also in Transformers Animated. But her name was Black Arachnid in Transformers Animated.
Yeah, because
Animated, not Prime. But yeah. So should we get on to our main topic?
No, Jordan's not done yet.
No, you
I thought he was going to keep building it during the main topic, too.
Yeah, I am actually done.
Wait, done with your Transformer or the episode?
Sure.
Hey, wait a minute. So last week...
That's cool.
Anakin's Starfighter was yellow, right?
Yeah.
I just realized something. Robbie, show us the motherfucking blanket you just put on.
Oh.
That's where the yellow correlation is. It's that was the one Naboo he story. Fucking stole.
That was on my list. That's a Naboo Starfighter.
Remember, we cleared this up on the air. Remember, the engines in the pod were yellow.
But so is the Naboo Starfighter.
But all the Naboo Starfighters are yellow.
Guys, can I just say
that wrong?
There's some weird Black Arachnia hentai.
that is not shocking.
There's some weird hentai. You just need to sit. You can leave Black Arachnia out. There's some weird hentai.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie. This upgrade kit was well worth the $40.
All right, let's see it.
Beefier from here. RC and Black Arachnia. This is awesome. What?
All right, so I'll hold it up. So before the upgrade kit, this was his foot.
Oh, right? God.
Uh-huh.
It's not, and it actually does this, it pulls double duty where it could be a hand too. So you can like transform it and it becomes a hand.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this was his foot. But this is what his feet look like now. And they're much
That's bigger. A hell of a lot better.
And they've got ankle tilts, so he can pose a bit better. And his hands have articulated fingers, and he gets an extra chest plate. And it looks really damn good. And yeah, really glad I spent the... Yeah. Yeah, I'm really glad I spent the money. I'm actually, now that I see how good this looks, I'm going to actually... buy a couple more upgrade kits for some of my other combiners.
I have been thinking about getting the upgraded feet and hands for my Fortress Maximus and the upgraded weapons.
Do it.
Yeah.
Make sure though that they're
it's gotta be for the OG and not the reissue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake.
That's
I believe Jordan said his shopping spree was over.
Listen,
I believe Jordan.
What I said was in the past.
And I should stop dwelling on it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jordan. I feel like we've all learned something here today.
But I also picked up this guy. And this. So. He's going to be large.
And in charge?
Yeah.
My favorite was that you said I also picked up this guy as you were picking him up, and so I just thought you were just narrating the moment.
Oh.
I also picked up this guy and brought him over here and put him in front of the camera.
But he's gonna be like, I think once I get him unboxed and put together, He's going to be 18 inches tall, 19 inches tall. He's as big as that Devastator that I have.
Nice. Oh,
that's awesome.
So. My base amp is 15 inches.
Yeah?
Just as long as we're having inches conversations. Look, I wanted to be cool too, okay?
I'm not. Oh, and I also ordered an upgrade kit for the Predaking figure that's unboxed or that's boxed right now, but it's not going to come out for another couple of months. So
hey, guys, what? My Devastator is only about 6 inches.
Damn it!
Is it really a Devastator then?
No.
Yeah.
But that's okay. My wife measures in millimeters. God damn it. You know,
Robbie, dad's talking about his penis.
I'll be over here.
That's where you came from.
That's where he comes from, too.
Oh.
Oh, Robbie, high five Jake.
I don't like that I've had two really good cum jokes this episode.
Like, back to back.
Also one of my favorite categories.
Which, you know, coming back to back is difficult. You know what? You know what? Cut that out. Jake, cut, fucking cut. Giuseppe.
Mark it.
Rob, do you have a frog?
No.
It's a Slimer.
Guys, let's stop talking about our penises. Good.
No, it's
small. I like it. Slimer. Shit. Hey, Josh. Okay, so Josh picked the topic this week and then failed to inform us what the criteria was.
But to be fair, when I picked the topic, when I described the topic to Jake, I did a piss poor job.
I don't remember any of it. I don't remember you describing the topic to me at all.
I didn't. That's why I did a piss poor job.
Well, I appreciate your honesty. So tell us what the topic is.
So tonight's topic is bad foods we love. But here's the conundrum. God, that's a big word. Is it foods that should not exist that we like to eat? Is it foods that are bad for us that we like?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just foods that other people don't like, but we like?
I think all are like a good...
Well, and that's kind of what I rolled with, but Jake went with a different thing than I rolled with, and I think Jordan went with a different thing, and I don't think Robbie... Robbie's... You know what? Robbie was off last week, guys. He didn't get to show us his new Transformer.
Yeah.
What you got, man?
Of course, Ectotron.
Ectotron. Right.
Slimer.
Wait, I feel like you showed us that 2 weeks ago.
No, I showed the one that I had, but...
Oh, okay. That's what it was. I was like, I saw it.
Robbie did post it on his Instagram.
Mine's in the box. I kept mine in the box.
I didn't. I wanted to display him with the others.
My favorite thing about that Transformer is that it comes with a proton pack.
Nice! Yep.
And the proton pack transforms.
Into what?
The top of the car.
Jake.
Cool. Anyway, while Robbie's playing with toys, so what criteria did we land on? Because I ended up just making two different lists.
I think we should just go with, let's pick and choose from all four or all three of what I said.
Yeah.
Bad foods, like in general, like bad for you, bad that they shouldn't exist, and bad that, you know, you may be the one person outside that likes this food or this food combination.
Yeah, and I have a good one for number three. It's not one I like, it's one that
we'll start with number four though, Robbo.
Okay.
Oh.
It's called top four for a reason.
Okay.
So
that one could be honorable.
I think I'll just mix and match between my two lists because the first list I made was like no nutritional value food at all, but they're popular. People seem to love these things. So then,
right. And my number four would be in that category.
Okay. So. Okay. So I'm gonna mix and match. This. Okay. So yeah, this will be good.
And this is kind of this is very much piss poor planning on my part. So I'm sorry.
Well, also at the end of last week's episode, we joked about we're gonna do, you know, top four more ways that the world can end this year. Then we decided that's probably in bad taste. So
not very much.
Not only is it in bad taste, we also didn't want to give the programmers any ideas. Right. So, although, can I just say my number one for what that was, real quick?
Please tell me it was Yellowstone.
Well, no, because we'll do it. We'll do an actual.
Yeah. When things calm down, I want to go back to that.
Yeah, one. Let's put a pin in that one.
Okay, so we like next year we can be like top four ways 2020 could have ended us, but didn't.
Yeah. Sure.
That way it's not
a good idea.
Or we could have just been like top ways that 2019 could have ended us, but didn't. Anyway. all right, who's going first?
I think Robbie should go because he wasn't here last week.
Yeah, let Robbie go first.
Robbie, quit playing with your fucking toys.
I'm trying to put it away.
But quit playing with your toys.
All right, what's your number four?
Well, one honorable mention I'd like to do before I even start.
Honorable mentions are at the after number one.
Right. No, they're after number two, before number one.
Okay, all right, agreed.
So, bad food in general
that you like.
That you like.
Spam?
You know what? I'll give him that
Why
one.
Do you gotta take my number one, motherfucker?
Why you gotta say that, Josh? We have a rule.
Oh, yeah.
When there's crossover, unless you have it on the same one.
Okay, fine. It's not my number one anymore. It's an honorable mention.
Now it's your number four. Oh, okay. No, you know what? I was afraid of spam for the longest time. When I finally had it, it was damn delicious.
Oh, I love spam. And it should not exist. It should not. How do you know this, Jake?
You know what? Don't worry about it.
Spam, 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 spam.
So,
but yeah, no, spam is. Has anybody besides Robbie and I had spam musubi?
I couldn't even spell that.
That is literally like sushi rice, the seaweed wrap, a teriyaki dipping sauce, but instead of freaking fish, it's spam.
That looks delicious.
It's delicious. It's one of the best things in the freaking world. And then Matt used to take me to New Belgium Brewing there in Fort Collins all the time. There was occasionally, Odell's. That goes back.
Why is the echo back?
Jordan took his headphones off, and that goes back. That's where that goes before. See, now the camera's to Jordan.
Sorry.
Is echo gone?
Yeah.
Point proven.
So, anyways. So Odell's had a spam musubi food truck, and it was tempura deep fried spam musubi, and just amazing teriyaki dipping glaze.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It was like they wrapped it in seaweed and everything, and then put in the tempura batter, and then deep fried it.
Oh.
Now I just
I just want that now.
This is gonna be a rough list, I feel like.
Yeah. And so you know, spam's on the list because I don't think it should exist. It is unnatural, but it's amazing.
Yeah, oddly good.
honestly, it's unnatural, but amazing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What is it? Anyway.
Spam is short for spiced ham. It's a pork product.
Oh, so it is. I had no idea that it was a contraction.
Oh, I'm into my motherfucking spam.
Wait, I thought spam stood for scientifically produced artificial meat.
No, it stands for spiced hams. I curate the Wikipedia. I don't really. That's
I would have believed you if you kept going.
But then you'd ask me something, I'd be like, I don't know.
Then your response would be, well, go look it up on the website or go look it up on Wikipedia.
No, my response would be, why don't you go ask China?
No.
I'm sorry. That pissed me off.
I'm
earlier.
Sorry.
I'm still angry. I'm not getting into it. I'm just saying, I'm sorry for
this
saying
Joni
that.
Joni Lohrer has passed away many years ago, and how dare you to bring up her legacy?
Who?
The wrestler.
wait. No. I got that. She passed away?
A long time ago.
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
What the fuck? Where was I? She was...
I don't know.
Favorite Playboy models.
China.
Anyways, who's next?
Jordan's next.
Me, 16. She passed away 4 years ago.
Wow. I had no idea.
Hey. Real quick. No, never mind. That's morbid. Let's move on.
Jordan, you're up with your number four.
Okay, hold on. Oh, no. Why isn't it showing up? I had my list typed out.
Wait, is it on your notes app?
Yeah.
Force close the notes app, reopen it, and it'll be there.
Okay.
I've been having this problem all week with my notes app. I don't know what the deal is.
So that's on the new update. They're fixing that.
Oh, okay. There it is. Jake was right. Okay. So we're doing it could span like food that we love that not a lot of other people like, or food that's we like that's not good for us, like health wise.
Yeah. Or food that should not exist.
Or
that we like.
Could be or like a food combination that we think is good that other people might not like.
Absolutely. Right.
Okay.
That's one of mine.
So this I'm gonna start off with that. So I'll tell you a food combination that I absolutely love, and I can guarantee you that people will think it's probably fucking disgusting. At first it's not gonna sound like it's disgusting, but I'll tell you why. A ham sandwich and orange juice. But the ham sandwich has to be slathered with Duke's mayo and then thick cuts of ham, because the ham and the mayo and the orange juice is the taste interaction that's very interesting.
I see no problem with
you. I don't know what the fuck the problem is here.
Yeah,
I have several.
I seriously want to try that combination now.
No, I
have done that, and like, I mean, Duke's mayo. There's no other fucking mayo.
Bro, of course, like you're, yeah.
Wait, what about Hellman's?
Fuck Hellman's! Get the hell out of here! Get the Hellman's out of here!
Okay. So Hellman's is a distant second. I'll give him that.
I don't even know what Duke's is. I don't think I have Duke's here. So that's
no, you don't. It's a southern thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'm clear. So,
the greatest mayo you'll ever put in your mouth.
Okay. So, Jordan was absolutely right.
The best white cream that you could squeeze into your mouth.
Second best. Anyway, when you.
Oh God.
Toothpaste is clearly number one. No. When Jordan prefaced that with that first, it's not gonna sound weird. You were right, because when you said ham sandwich and orange juice, I was like, well, ham goes with citrus fruits. There's pineapple glazed ham. But then you threw the mayonnaise in. And
No. A fucking heavy mayo ham sandwich. Yep. I mean, thick cut ham. You can't
beat
that.
I like mayo. I'm not gonna put it in my orange juice.
He's not dipping it. Jordan, are you dipping it in your fucking orange juice?
No.
Does your stomach know that?
No, but like when whenever I take a bite, do? I wash it down.
Hey, you know, as far as your stomach is concerned, you put all of that in a blender.
Hey, quit messing with that.
Sorry.
Not you. I'm talking to my cat.
No. Thought I was being blind. All right, so I'm gonna hop up with my number four.
All right,
mine's very similar to Jordan's number four, just in the category of combinations that people, I'm gonna say 95% of the time, frown upon. But really, it's not that bad, you guys. And Josh will vouch for this. This is a staple of my childhood, and now a staple of my adulthood. And it is
saltine crackers and milk.
No, I'm not. What?
Thank God.
No, macaroni and cheese and tomato soup.
Oh God, I still do that for the kids. But so now when I build it for the kids, I do put beef in it because they need fucking protein.
Yeah. Tomato soup is half milk. That's your protein.
So no, I'm basically making homemade fucking tomato mac and cheese. No, the hamburger helper tomato mac and cheese.
Oh, okay, that's
for hamburger mac and cheese. No, but yeah,
you just get the Kraft macaroni and cheese, make it according to the box. You get the Campbell's tomato soup. Don't use the water way. Use the milk way. Water tomato soup is garbage.
Oh yeah.
And you mix them together. It's basically a grilled cheese sandwich soup.
So Jake, I promise you, if you do that and you add seasoned beef, season it how the fuck you like. Just add it in, put it in a casserole dish, throw it in the oven. You'll thank me. Oh, sprinkle cheese on top. Extra cheese. You need extra cheese.
It could be a really runny casserole.
No. Trust me. Once you sprinkle the extra cheese on top, well, okay, when I make Kraft mac and cheese, let me back up. When I make Kraft mac and cheese, I throw in two handfuls of the Costco fucking Mexican blend.
No! Kraft macaroni and cheese is perfect as is.
You haven't thrown Mexican blend, obviously.
Unpopular opinion. If I'm shopping for mac and cheese and I go down the mac and cheese aisle, I opt to get the Velveeta shells and cheese over than regular mac and cheese.
So
I disagree with you, but I respect it.
I won't disagree with you, but I like stirring the powder in. It's an OCD thing.
I like the flavors a little bit better on the flavored mac and cheese that they have.
But if you take the powdered one and seriously you throw in extra butter and throw in a couple handfuls of extra cheese, it's fucking amazing.
This is getting into state fair territory, and I love it. Anyway, so then I top my soup with saltine crackers, so it's kind of funny.
But see, once you add the beef in, and once you add the extra cheese and all that shit, it's not soup anymore. It's a casserole, and and you bake it. When you bake it, it freaking reduces. And so once it's reduced, it's a casserole, and it's fucking amazing. Robbie, am I wrong?
No, you're not. It's awesome.
What I'm saying is that sounds like it takes longer than 12 minutes to make. Not that I've timed it.
It does. It's about 40. That's worth it.
About 40 minutes.
I don't have that kind of time. Josh, what's your number four?
So my number four, to me, it's a combination of foods that should not exist and foods that have zero nutritional value.
The rest of mine are just
moon pies.
Yeah,
moon pie is good though.
There's no reason they should exist. There's zero reason they should exist. They have zero nutritional value, but holy fuck, they're amazing. Listen,
hold on. I think you're completely skipping over the point that they're fucking delicious as a reason to exist.
Yeah, they are,
but they're. I'll admit, like the first bite is waxy.
Yeah, I love the waxy.
The second bite is amazing. It's like if I based everything I fucking put in my mouth on the first bite, I would spit a moon pie the fuck out.
That was one of those moments that the audio listener is not going to appreciate, but me and Jordan did the exact same look.
Oh, no, I was waiting for you guys to do that look. That's what the pause was for.
I like it. Good improv.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I have yet to try a deep fried moon pie, but it's on my list of thing to do when I go to the Texas State Fair. Never.
There is a barbecue. There's a barbecue festival that it obviously got canceled this year because of COVID-19. But there's a barbecue festival up by me. And they do deep fry a whole bunch of stuff. That's where I had that.
So by you, you also mean by me and Robbie.
Yes. Well, but closer to me.
Was that the festival when you got insanely sunburned?
Yes. Yes.
Dude, you had like a third degree fucking sunburn.
Yes. And speaking of, I actually went to Heather's today for a little bit. And I stood outside and my forehead got sunburned.
Oh, so speaking of Heather, we really, while we're doing this fucking disaster hour shit, we really need to pick a night when I'm not going to be drinking and do the Mormon episode.
Yeah, I told her about it today.
Yeah, I would love to, but I don't trust Josh.
I didn't drink at all last week.
It's not the drinking that's the problem. I would like to keep it factual.
Oh, do you... Oh, no, motherfucker.
See, no, what you're doing right now is what I'm talking about. No one's going to listen to it if you come at him like that. You're very aggressive on the subject.
Yeah, I've had a couple of drinks.
Anyway, Bobby, what's your number three?
My number three? So this is something that's just freaking delicious, but extremely unhealthy.
I'm listening.
And that's the same for, like, my... other number one and then two. So deep fried ice cream.
That's
I don't even know amazing. How they do that. How is it like really deep fried or is it just rolled in cinnamon sugar?
So I think they just roll it and then into something and then deep fry it so that it won't melt, but holy crap, it's awesome.
I've had it once, it was amazing.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, it's great.
It's just super unhealthy. That's the reason why it's not on my list. Like, first of all, ice cream, and you're adding the deep fried stuff.
Whoa. Ice cream is healthy. It has milk. It has eggs.
Sugar.
Yeah, never mind.
Protein. Apparently... deep fried ice cream, you fry it for 10 to 15 seconds. So it is actually deep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's fantastic. Oh,
look at you being informative.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to come prepared. Usually with a rag.
I was going to say a sock, but, you know, close enough.
That counts as a rag. Speaking of, laundry days over here? No, you know what? Let's move on. Jordan, what's your number three?
Number three. Let's see. Okay, man, I'm going to go with, Eggo waffles. Everybody likes Eggo waffles, but here's the deal. I can eat that shit all day, every day.
Yeah.
See, I can take them or leave them.
I love them.
I like them. But I don't like them. I don't hate them.
But there's no nutrition in them.
That's the point of the list. It's like food that you eat that other people might not.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just telling you how I feel about them.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you're wrong. Because Eggos are delicious. But, like, if you lived on nothing but Eggos, you'd be dead in 2.5 days.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you'd starve to death.
No, you'd have syrup and butter. Your arteries would harden.
Yeah, well. So that's the 4 hour. That's the 4 hour warning on Viagra.
Out of Viagra, try Eggos. Stupid. Oh, I hate this. All right.
Oh.
Is that all you had to say on Eggo waffles?
Yeah, no, I can just eat the shit out of them. So
they're fantastic. All yeah. right, my number three. Speaking of Mormons.
If you say Jell-O salad, I'm going to punch Robbie in the fucking face.
Utah green Jell-O salad, and I'm not even joking, is right here on my list. <It works. laughs> Now, hold on. There's two different variations of the Jell-O salad. The one I love is probably the worst one. Let me just rattle this off for Jordan's sake. So you start with cottage cheese.
Oh, already gross.
That's not the best and the worst one, then.
What?
I've seen it with actual lettuce in the fucking salad.
Okay, well, no, that's not clearly not making my list. So you start with cottage cheese. You sprinkle a packet of lime Jell-O on it. You mix in a whole shit ton of Cool Whip, throw in some pineapple tidbits and some marshmallows. Boom! Green Jell-O salad. Fantastic. I love
it. I'm pretty sure I have had that. I can't remember the last time I've had it.
If you've been to
actually, no. The last time I had it was up there.
Up where?
Here?
I was going to say, yeah, if you've ever been to any sort of cookout at my parents' house, you've had it.
Yeah.
And you know what?
That was like a few years ago, actually.
And now I seem to be the only one that likes it, and they make a whole shit ton, and I just take it home, and oh, I can swim in it, man. Now, yeah. The weird thing is, I don't even like cottage cheese, but it's masked oh so well. So I was with Jordan on that, but don't knock it till you try it.
I've seen weird variations. The best variation of it is the Utah Golden Corrals.
I love Golden Corral.
Yeah, Golden Corral occasionally has green Jell-O salad.
I should go check that out sometime. Anyway, Josh, you're number three.
My number three is I chose a food that most people turn their nose up on, but I really like. I love a soft fried egg on my hamburgers.
You're not wrong. That is delicious.
Now, hold on. I feel like if it's a major menu item at Red Robin, it's the Royal Red Robin burger.
But
yum.
A major menu item at Red Robin.
Yeah, it's Red Robin. It's like, one of the best chain restaurants you could possibly get.
I don't think I've been to a chain restaurant in quite a while, but
I live in Utah. That's all we have.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it's like this whole thing with like support your local restaurants is hard. Anyway, go.
Yeah. most people are like, ugh, you got egg on your restaurant? And then, you know, I got fucking hamburger grease, bacon grease, and fucking egg yolk in my goddamn beard. You know how hard it is to eat a motherfucking hamburger when you got a fucking face sweater on?
Wow, I wonder there was some way around that.
Like a beard bib?
Sure. But like, the thing is, when you make homemade hamburger patties, don't you use egg as a binding agent?
We actually cheat by the frozen Sam's Club patties.
That's why I specified when you make homemade patties, like Jordan did.
I take the ground meat straight out of the pack and put it in a ball and squish it and toss it on the grill.
Yeah, I use high fat ground beef and make hamburger patties.
Because
the fat's a binding agent.
So normally I would go with an 80-20 fat to protein or 20% fat, but since Thanksgiving and I had my ER situation, I've been doing 10% fat.
Are those burgers like falling apart easier than the 80-20? Because
so like because I get the ground meat. I don't get pre-made patties.
That's what I'm saying. When I do ground meat, I do not 80-20. You're right. I do 80-20. I'm sorry.
Right, but I've been doing 90-10.
Yeah. So I do. God damn it. The 85-15. You should try 85-15 if you can find it. That's a little bit harder to find.
I don't know. Like, I've been really good about eating all the protein and not having a fat intake.
Yeah, so I'm trying to kill Jordan.
Well, I'm just saying it binds a little bit better when you're making patties.
Yeah, to the inside of your...
Like 90-10, yeah. when I'm having just ground beef and something, I go with 90-10. But I do the 85-15 when I'm doing home-built patties.
Hey, quick question. Did you have an endoscopy done in January? I got diagnosed with esophagitis.
I'm just saying fat binding the burgers together wise.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm telling you why I do it.
I mean, I didn't have any of those things, and I'm a 90-10 guy, so I could have chimed in earlier.
Well, no, it just like, honestly, from a cooking it standpoint, it binds it better.
Or you could put eggs in it. Which is where this entire conversation started.
Right.
Anyway, I've yet to try a soft-boiled egg on my...
I find it really good. Great flavor.
Yeah, I'm recently becoming a big fan of eggs. So, anyway. Robbie, you're number two.
My number two. Also unhealthy, yet delicious as hell. And it's also another deep fried thing. deep fried Oreos.
I had that once, and I was not a fan.
I had it once, and it was really good.
It was good, but it was definitely something I could live without.
Like, it just made me want a regular Oreo, which is
like Oreos are good as is.
Yeah,
true.
Only second to Hydrox.
What?
Which is funny. Isn't that the funniest thing? Oreo is like the biggest cookies and cream brand, but they're the off-brand.
Yeah, Oreo is the off-brand. The original chocolate sandwich cookie was called Hydrox.
I don't remember that.
Hydroxychlorine.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you remember that that picture of those cookies from the 80s that I shared not too long ago? The giggles? And they were like they were the cookie sandwich cookies, but they had faces cut out of one of the wafers. Go Google Giggles cookie.
I swear that was the same
vanilla cookies, and they were made with chocolate cookies, and then they also had the mix of vanilla and chocolate.
Yes,
I swear that was the same company that made Hydrox cookies, though.
Nabisco.
Yeah.
No,
motherfucker, no.
I'm just saying Nabisco made Giggles.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm looking at the package.
Those were our Oreos then.
What? No, they're no.
Oreos Nabisco, isn't it?
Yeah, Oreos are Nabisco.
Yeah.
The Nabisco fucking emblem is printed on the goddamn cookie.
Yeah, no. No, it's not, but it's printed on the package.
It used to be.
It's on the cookie, too.
It used to be on the cookie. I don't know if they've changed it.
All these pictures just show the cookie saying Oreo.
But the backside, the one side says Oreo,
I can't
one side says Nabisco.
I can't turn the picture of the cookie over, Josh.
Oh, God. You guys, I was looking at truck tires today.
What the hell just happened?
No. This is not a weird tangent. I was looking at truck tires this morning, and it was a Michelin military truck tire, and the Michelin website had a 3D view of the tire, right? You could turn it every which way. But when you had bottom the tread facing you, you could spin the tire. And I sat there at 4 a.m. scrolling through this tire, just spinning it like it was driving. And
you prefaced this weird tangent with, this is not a weird tangent.
But you said that you can't just spin the cookie on the website. Let me spin the tire this morning.
Well, let me tell you about Google Street View. It'll blow your mind.
Oh, remember that website where you could play the Street View games?
Yeah, this conversation we had on the podcast 2 weeks ago, GeoGuessr, and now it would cost money?
Yeah, fuck that place.
I don't remember where we are. Who just said, what? Robbie, did you just go? Oh, yeah, the deep fried Oreo. Good job.
Yeah.
You led to a tire conversation. I hope you're proud of yourself. Jordan, what's your number two?
I'm exhausted now. This is going to be one of the ones that's delicious but not good for you. And I've had like 3 or 4 the past week and a half, and I could probably... only the greatest fast food chicken sandwich on the market, the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
You're damn too.
I should have put that on my list.
Speaking of Popeye's things that are delicious and not good for you, have you had the apple pie yet?
I'm sure I've had the apple pie at some point. Unless it's new.
Next time, tomorrow, when you get one of these sandwiches, get the apple pie with it.
Shut up.
I'll get one too. Watch me. I'll do it. No. I like that, first of all, me and Jordan both had a separate vlog about this chicken sandwich. Because in my Chloe forced me to try it because I was just like, it's a stupid chicken sandwich. They're all chicken sandwiches. Who gives a shit? This is an amazing chicken sandwich. This is far and away.
It's just to get the spicy one.
No, it's too hot. So spice. So spice.
I enjoyed it.
What?
The spicy chicken sandwich at Popeyes or the normal one?
So spicy.
I got the spicy one.
All right, and yeah.
As my first one, and holy shit.
I guess
shit,
I'm going to have to put a pin in spicy for my number one, so.
Yeah, your number one could just be bad for you, hot sauce.
It's actually...
No, don't say what I know. Quiet. Now I want to check it. This entire list is making me really hungry, and I hope you're all damn proud of yourselves. My number two is also in the category of probably zero nutritional value, but wildly popular and available at many different places. And it is just really any breakfast cereal donut, preferably the Fruity Pebbles ones.
Wait. I've not eaten breakfast cereal for probably like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I buy it for the children, but
Robbie.
Yeah, I buy it for Robbie. But what the fuck did you just say?
I haven't even heard of this yet.
I had it first at Voodoo Donuts. They had the Captain Crunch donut and the Cocoa Puffs donut.
Okay. Gross. I thought you were saying there is a Fruity Pebbles donut breakfast cereal.
No.
Okay, so...
That's what
confused me. You didn't rephrase what the fuck you said, because you made it weird.
No, I said breakfast cereal donut. I didn't say donut breakfast cereal, Josh.
Well, we heard it wrong, okay?
Not my problem at all.
And so I can imagine me hearing it wrong because I've had a couple of things to drink. But if Robbie, how much alcohol have you had tonight, Robbie?
None. I can't drink alcohol for like a year and 2 months. Because that's how long it'll take for me to turn 21.
I like how he's covering his ass on the podcast.
No, Robbie, you're supposed to say...
I can't drink alcohol until I'm 21.
Robbie, wink. You're supposed to say, I cannot legally drink alcohol.
No, Josh, hold on. Josh. Okay. Switzerland, Jordan, what did you hear me say?
I didn't hear you say anything. I was responding to a text message. I'm sorry.
No, about the breakfast donuts. The cereal.
The breakfast cereal donuts. Like the cereal on top of donuts.
Jordan understood it.
Well, but you said breakfast cereal donuts, but there's breakfast cereal donuts at Walmart. In the cereal section and boxes.
No, that's donut what? Breakfast
those
cereal.
Are disgusting. Wait,
what? A lot is happening right now. Everybody calm the fuck down.
Jordan, you need to move over to your right. Jordan, move over to your left. Move over to your left. No, a little less. No, there's more. Right there. Now down. Down just a little bit. Up just a little bit. Okay, now Robbie and Jake's circles are over your eyes. Just stay right there.
What the hell? No. What?
Jake, stop talking. Go back to Jordan.
Just take a picture of your damn screen and send it to us so we know what you're talking
about. Yeah, you fucking moved.
All right, well. Jake said breakfast cereal donut, which is a donut with icing and breakfast cereal sprinkled on top of it.
Yeah, but I misunderstood it and thought of the actual cereal, which is just gross.
No, okay,
because the flavoring is disgusting.
Apparently, you and I mishearing things is genetic, because I heard the same thing.
Maybe, but good yes, Jake, the cereal on top of the donuts is awesome.
Yeah.
And but the donut-flavored cereal is gross.
It's garbage.
And also did not make my list. Anyway. And listener, whatever you heard, please refer your answer to at... Robbie, what's your Twitter? There's a lot of sixes.
RLHess, and then add four sixes. So 6666.
I feel like that's a lot of numbers.
What were you going for the extra evil there?
It was the only one available. Like 42.
Wait, did you check 6,665 RL Hesses before you got to that one?
Yeah. It was a long day. It was a really long day.
RL Hess 0001.
RL Hess
0002. Shit.
He was like, Dad, can you help me with this? And so I'm like, and I went through at least 100 of them.
You can change it if you don't like it. You can change it.
How the hell do I change it?
You go into your settings and your tag.
All right. Who's next?
You. It's your number two.
Oh, my number two? Well, I'm going with something that has no nutritional value.
Uh-huh.
That I find delicious.
Uh-huh.
IPAs.
All right, Jake, what's your number one?
There's no nutritional value in beer.
Wow, you really...
There's none.
Breaking new ground with this newfangled drink called beer.
I don't think it's gonna catch on. Wait, right. Okay, Carousel of Progress.
Did you guys
see that TikTok that I sent you?
I was gonna ask if you guys saw that TikTok that Jordan sent us.
Yeah, I watched it.
I can't even figure out what the fuck TikTok is.
I'm still trying to figure it out. When I'm done, I'll get back to you.
Oh, right. Hey, I found it.
Hey, TikTok. Robbie, you're number one. No. Yes.
Oh, can I do my honorable mention before?
Yes. One?
So it's not one that I like, but it's one my mom likes.
Motherfucker, that was my honor.
Oh, you were going to do that?
Momorable. No, go ahead. It's the same one.
Marmite/Vegemite. It's a New Zealand thing.
It's a yeast spread.
Yeah, it's a British thing too.
Yeah, it's a Commonwealth thing.
Yeah.
And except for it's, here. Fuck. Well, we're not Commonwealth.
Yeah, we used to be.
Yeah, but we rebelled.
Hell yeah, until about like up until January 3rd, 1776.
Yeah, there was a whole war about fucking Marmite. It was the fucking Marmite War.
Was that the one with the emus?
Yes, it was. Yes. I'm a historian, a and that is true.
About how Americans fucking hate Marmite and Vegemite.
You know why?
An entire because of fucking garbage.
All right.
You just described it as a yeast spread. I couldn't think of two worst words to put together.
Yeah, it's weird. But I just changed my Twitter. It's now RobbieS1313.
That has the same. That's longer than what it was.
Well, but no, 1313 is MM, which is also the address to Disneyland.
You know what, Robbie? You just blew an excellent opportunity to be like, now it's RL Hess 6667.
No. I've been wanting to change it.
Well, I'm changing my Twitter address to RLS667 now.
Robbie, what's your number one? He's gone.
Dude.
He glitched.
No, he froze.
He looks really frozen on my screen.
I really should have paid the fucking cable bill.
I don't like how smug he looks right now.
Yeah, you should punch him in the face.
Yeah. Fine. Jordan, what's your number one? Or honorable mention? Ah!
Don't punch Jake.
All right, so my honorable mention is going to be those bags of powdered donuts. Cakey powdered donuts. Not good for you.
No,
I'll eat the entire bag if you fucking leave them in front of me.
They're not even good donuts, but they're delicious.
Yeah,
I have a story.
Really?
There is a donut shop on Fisherman's Wharf that you can only get bags of mini powdered donuts.
Yeah, they're that same place at Typhoon Lagoon.
But the one on Fisherman's Wharf is. You know, I mean, fuck.
Don't they fry them up fresh right then and there?
Yeah, throw them in the cinnamon hand it right to you.
These, I'm pretty sure that these aren't fried. Like, these are definitely baked and then.
Talk about the Hostess ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because I've had the fresh fried donuts that are covered in powdered sugar.
Oh, so good.
And those are amazing. Like, those, you make those how you make funnel cakes and beignets. So they taste fairly similar. The only difference I think really is the consistency. But my number one, fucking Little Debbie snack cakes.
Holy shit! That's not my number one. That was my honorable mention.
Oh really?
I have it written down.
So I can sit here and tell you that I can put away some Swiss rolls. I can put away some cosmic brownies, and I even like. The little chocolate squares with the white icing and the chocolate chips on top of it. Those are good. But let me tell you, I had probably one of the greatest Little Debbie cakes two summers ago, and I think it was seasonal, and I can't find them. And I don't think they made them last year. So I'm going to send an angry tweet to Little Debbie. In hopes that we can jumpstart.
What were they called?
The s'mores rolls.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't try those. I saw those, and they sound amazing.
They were awesome. And then I was really excited because summer came back around. I'm like, hell yeah. Why are you flipping everyone off? No one literally did anything to you, and you just flipped everybody off, Robbie.
Dick move.
Because you guys didn't let me tell my number one.
Because
you cut out, dude.
Oh.
So I finally got
it on my end.
Oh, all right. So let Jordan do his, then you can do yours after.
All right.
No, I don't want to finish mine anymore. Robbie was really mean to me.
No, stop it, Jordan. Finish yours.
No, Robbie, apologize.
Sorry.
Right, it was a s'mores roll. It was good. Robbie, it's your turn. I can't even finish the whole
thing. You know what? Don't be a dick to my son.
Yeah, Robbie.
Like I'm the only one that should be a dick to my son.
I'm not being a dick to him. I'm trying to joke, and I can't keep a straight face.
I know. I'm just joshing.
Twist. Jay, can you cue that sound effect up so every time Josh says that, he can hit the button?
Every time he says what?
Every time he says, I'm just joshing you, you can hit that sound cue. Is there a way
we can hit
sound cue at the ready?
Robbo, what's your number one?
Funnel cake.
That's a good one. It's just dough and oil, and I love it.
I've never had a.
I told Jordan not to fuck with my son, and now I'm trying to think of an argument to fuck with my son.
So you talked over Jordan's point to say that?
Huh? What?
You're on a podcast.
What?
I take no responsibility.
This is a mess. Josh, you need to drink some water. Jordan, what's your number one?
I already told my number one.
What was it?
Yeah,
it was Little Debbie's.
Oh, right.
It's Robbie telling his number one.
For some reason, I thought that was your honorable mention. No, that's my honorable mention.
But I will say, I will add, if you have a Swiss cake roll, dipping it in chocolate milk is delicious. Now, hold on. No. You have to take a bite of it first. Then you have to dip it in chocolate milk because you have to let the cake soak up all the chocolate milk. Mm. No.
Yeah, it'll just roll off the wax.
Yeah, same thing with Kim Pong's.
Then you take that second bite.
So, Robbie, why is funnel cakes your number one?
They're delicious. Like, of course, they're extremely bad for you, but I really enjoy them. And you can get different varieties of toppings, especially at fairs.
Okay, wait. What's your favorite topping on a funnel cake? And keep in mind, there's a wrong answer.
Huh?
Just tell me your favorite topping on a funnel cake. But don't get it wrong.
I'm pretty sure it was like caramel with some powdered sugar and maybe a bit of cinnamon or something. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've had one
Well, you're correct.
But for sure, that's my favorite one.
Had you said strawberries, I would have kicked you off the podcast.
I don't think I've had yet.
The strawberry glaze that they put on funnel cake is shit. And it's like the number one topping, and I don't know why. Who's eating that? Then the worst part is, it's like, oh, is that cherries? No. Strawberries. Bullshit. Yeah. Anyway. My honorable mention, which is Little Debbie's snack cakes. I just want to quickly add on to Jordan. Jordan, you did not mention zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes are good. I don't know if zebra cakes might hit my top five.
But
Little Debbie's.
I don't know how new it is, but it's new-ish. But they have the zebra cake rolls now.
I haven't had those.
And they're like, they are girthy. I'm telling you right now, they're girthy. Like they're bigger than the Swiss cake rolls.
They are.
That's not how.
Yeah, but you only get one per pack. Like Swiss rolls, you get two per pack.
Yeah,
that's how the s'mores rolls were.
But I'm buying them by the box. If I want another one, I'm just opening another pack. Again, I'm You're not going to stop me. Anyway, so my number one. I'm very excited about this one. Now, I think this is something that they have, like, it's a trend that's coming of age, but I had it first in California at this fantastic little eatery called the Baked Bear. And what it is...
Dude, Baked Bear? So, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Baked Bear is, like, California-wide. And that's all I'm saying, because I've not been there yet.
Oh, well, yeah, it's in California. It's me saying it's in California. Anyway, so what it is, custom ice cream sandwiches.
Ooh.
You pick your cookie or a brownie or a donut for the bun of the sandwich, and then you have a variety of ice creams to choose from. They slap that on the cookie or brownie or donut. They put the top one on. You can have it warmed up if you want or not. And then they can sprinkle the exposed ice cream with the toppings.
That sounds awesome.
It turns out to be about this big. Just an ice cream sandwich, half the size of your head. And oh my hell, no nutritional value at all. Far and away one of the greatest things I've ever had. Like any meal ever.
Just, I want to go there now.
I'm getting the sweats just thinking about it. Like my hands are shaking. I've had it twice. It was glorious. Glorious.
All right, so I guess I need to go to the Baked Bear this summer.
Yeah, you do. What's your number one?
My number one.
Well, thanks for listening. Just kidding, Josh. Go ahead.
I am not Matt Damon.
No, you are not.
I'm way better looking.
No. What's your number one?
My number one is things that I like that most people don't.
Here it comes.
My homemade salsa verde. So far, everybody in the house will try it. Me and Vanessa are the only ones that like it. Only one that can fucking take it.
No, I liked it. I just couldn't have more than one bite of it.
That's right. I did feed that to you, didn't I?
Right.
Please go. I'll see an episode on it.
Yeah.
This is a good time to show.
And Jordan, because my smoker broke at that time, and I wasn't able to freaking smoke everything on hickory like I usually do. You've missed out. The hickory adds a little bit of sweetness and smokiness to it.
Sorry, I just want to point out that...
You're not listening to me?
I'm listening to you, but I just got Rickrolled.
What year is it? Is it 2007?
And I, in turn, just Rickrolled the internet.
How dare you?
Because I shared the Rickroll.
Wow.
Anyways, Jordan. When I get home, I need to smoke this shit on hickory instead of just cooking it in the oven.
Yeah.
And you need to try that because it's a completely different flavor. And I really don't think most people like this. Like you said, the initial flavor is good. And then it's hot. But I think it's all good.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have two things to say about this. Number one, I legitimately like that Rick Astley song. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
Oh,
number,
yeah, I do too.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's a good song. Right. And when What's Her Name in Australia started playing it and he came out on stage, that was amazing.
Have you seen him play it with the Foo Fighters?
Yep.
It's glorious. Nope. Oh, it's fantastic. Anyway, the second thing I have to say, Josh, this one is actually pertinent to your point, to your foods. Can you make a barbecue sauce, but like one that won't cause pain? Just a light kick? Why do you look confused?
I mean, I can make a barbecue sauce.
Look,
But not cause pain? What's the point, man?
Okay, I'll let you throw the ball up.
Fucking enjoyment and digestion is the goddamn point. I don't understand
the spiciness
why you
think... adds to your digestion. No, have you not had spicy food shit after you ate spicy food? That's digestion.
Buddy.
You're missing the enjoyment part.
You apparently like to like for stuff to burn going in and going out.
Pause. Time out. I'm a glutton for punishment.
So, I don't know how that translates into the barbecue sauce I want.
All right, I'll make you a barbecue sauce. I will fucking get to you.
Get barbecue sauce.
I'm driving through Las Vegas in a couple months. You're gonna have to move. You're gonna have to meet me there, and I'll give it to you.
Hold on, wait, no. I was all on board with this, but then I looked at Jordan, and Jordan looked very concerned, as if he didn't trust any part of the situation. Jordan, what is your concern? Your face.
It's fine, Jake. It's fine. It's fucking fine. Trust me.
No, I was fine with it.
I have great numbers. It's fine.
I can see Jordan's eyes, and they were saying it's not fine.
I have great numbers. Look at these numbers.
Apparently, it's not fine. There's three numbers up there. It's a 4, 7, and a 9. I don't know what that means.
Jordan, does my cooking not smell good?
Cooking does smell good.
Okay, I don't want to smell the barbecue sauce. I want to put it on.
Jordan, has my cooking ever given you fiery poops?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
You could have asked any of us that.
I'm pretty sure you knew the answer to that going in.
Hold on. Jordan, did you make my cat vomit?
I definitely did that.
Oh, shit. I feel like this is going to time it to end the episode. Because I'm really hungry and I'm going to go stare in my empty cabinet and with wanting eyes.
So if you want to whip up some freaking salsa verde, all you need is tomatillos, white onions, garlic, a couple jalapenos, depending on what you want for spiciness, and some cilantro, lime juice, and you're good.
Wow, I have exactly none of those.
Wow.
I have garlic salt.
Oh, you need salt in the recipe.
Okay,
so you have one thing. You have one thing.
I feel like in 3 years we're going to be like doing our top 4 herbs and spices.
I like a good garlic powder.
Agreed.
Wait. Hold up.
What?
No, I guess depending on the recipe, garlic powder is okay.
Yeah.
Like, I started making my own taco seasoning.
I wish I screenshotted that. Oh shit, that was a hell of a face.
I started interrupting, then I burped, and Jake made a face. But garlic powder's. Never mind. Fuck it. Fuck you guys.
And on that note, here's this note.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in. I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition.